With the March 31 deadline looming and the Easter holiday in between, Governor Cuomo and the Senate and Assembly are trying to negotiate a compromise on the governor's proposal to phase in a $15 minimum wage for New York State. Word spread of a possible deal to stretch out the phase-in to up to 9 years for upstate regions. Backers of the governor's plan for a 5-year phase-in are dismayed. Ron Deutsch is with Fiscal Policy Institute, a think tank that received partial funding from the governor's own campaign to raise the minimum wage.
The rumor mill is flying right now in Albany, and there seems to be a framework deal that's been discussed, and it seems like it does extend the phase-in period in upstate New York. We don't necessarily think that they need to do that. We would prefer a 6-year phase-in period.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie told reporters earlier in the week that he's against a lengthy stretch-out of the minimum wage increase.
We're not going to accept a minimum wage proposal. That would be an insult to our principles.
Meaning something that doesn't get to 15?
No, that's something that doesn't get to 15, or none of us will be here by the time it gets to 15.
Senate Republicans are concerned that businesses, particularly smaller employers, would not be able to afford what would amount to a 2/3 increase in pay for workers from the current $9 an hour to $15 in just 6 years. Senate Leader John Flanagan says discussions over the minimum wage also include cutting business regulations and more tax cuts and high costs for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance.
What's the right way to approach these things and with some type of balance? Clearly, we have differences that I think at the end of the day will be resolved in an amicable and timely fashion.
Senator Flanagan says a lower wage rate than $15 for parts of upstate and even Long Island is also under discussion. The state's business council, which is against the minimum wage increase, issued a last-minute plea to Cuomo and lawmakers as budget deals are struck, saying, first, do no harm. The council's Zach Cutchin says the $15 an hour phase-in amounts to an over $15 billion tax on the state's employers.
We're not talking about large corporations here. We're talking about the pizza shop around the corner that is already pinching pennies in order to survive.
Farmers have joined with the business groups to oppose the minimum wage increase. But Governor Cuomo this week offered a carve-out from the $15 minimum wage for farmers, though he provided no details.
There are special conditions on farms. We understand that. And we're putting together a special package for farmers.
The state's Farm Bureau rejected the idea, saying if farmers were allowed to pay a lower wage, they'd still be hurt by competition with other industries who, under a potential new law, would be paying their workers more money. There's also the question of how a 9-year phase-in of the minimum wage would mesh with an already scheduled minimum wage increase for fast food workers. A wage board controlled by Cuomo approved a $15 minimum wage by 2018 for New York City and 2021 for the rest of the state. Deutsch with Fiscal Policy Institute says that leads to another question.
Does the legislature have the ability to supersede what was done through the wage board or not?
Politically, it would be difficult to take away benefits already promised to the fast food workers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.